This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India today signed a defense deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. The Intergovernmental Agreement, or IGA, was signed by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France Sébastien Lecornu in New Delhi. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft would be completed by 2030. The agreement includes training, simulator, associated equipment, weapons and performance-based logistics. It also includes additional equipment for the existing Rafale fleet of the Indian Air Force. The deal is expected to generate thousands of jobs and revenue for micro, small and medium enterprises. With the induction of Rafale marine aircrafts, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. Rafale will be equipped with advanced weapon systems and missiles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting took place in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack and decide the course of action after that. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the critical decisions. The Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly today passed a strong-worded resolution to condemn the terror attack in Pahalgam, in which 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed on 22nd of April. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric, inhumane and cowardly act, was unanimously adopted by the House after a three-hour-long discussion. Speaking at a special session of the Assembly, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah expressed solidarity with the victims of the terror attack and extended condolences to their families.
Opposition ke saath main bhi maujood tha jab humne 26 logon ko wahan pe shraddhanjali pesh ki. Mere paas alfaaz nahi the ki main kya kehke unke ghar walon se maafi mangun. Ye jante hue ki yahan ke wazir-e-ala ki haisiyat se, yahan ki tourism ke minister ki haisiyat se maine in logon ko daawat di thi yahan aane ki. Mezban hote hue meri zimmedari thi ki sahi salamat main inhe yahan se wapas bhejun. Nahi bhej paya aur
The Chief Minister praised the spontaneous outpouring of grief and condemnation across the region, marking the beginning of the end of terrorism. The House also endorsed the Union Government's diplomatic measures. A meeting of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of BJP MP Radha Mohan Singh. During the meeting, the committee took oral evidence from the representatives of the Ministry of Defence in connection with the examination of the subject titled A review of the resettlement policies, healthcare facilities and avenues for ex-servicemen. Pro-Pakistan social media accounts are circulating fake documents about army preparedness. The government has termed these documents as fake. According to the Press Information Bureau, these social media accounts are falsely claiming that confidential documents related to the preparedness of the Indian Army have been leaked. The government has urged people to avoid sharing unverified information and to rely only on official sources for accurate updates. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred upon Padma Awards to 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the first civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, 4 were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 10 with Padma Bhushan and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. D. Nageshwar Reddy in medicine and Dr. Lakshmi Narayan Subramaniam in art field were conferred with Padma Vibhushan for their contribution, while M. T. Vasudevan Nair and Osamu Suzuki were honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans have set a target of 210 runs against host Rajasthan Royals at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 209 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were 87 for no loss in 6 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.